Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be with us.
Be with us.
There's a lot of people talking out of their butt.
He is right about that. It's amazing, man. Isn't it really amazing how the first 6 weeks of the season we heard really not much?
No, we
from
heard
the
not.
People nationally. Exactly. They're done. It's over. That kind of stuff.
They're cooked.
And the minute everybody realizes they are still the best team in the NFL, it's immediately right back to the referees.
Oh, no. Rank the five best teams in the NFL right now. Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
Chiefs, five.
Yeah, he got catfished on that one, I'm sure.
Although I do sneakily like the Seahawks. They are a very quiet,
yep.
good team.
Nobody's paying attention to them. Nobody ever pays attention.
Number two in the league in scoring. Possibly the offensive player of the year in JSN.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold telling you that Kevin O.C. fixed me and I can go be somebody else somewhere else. One of the best running back duos that we don't talk about.
For sure.
Charbonnet and Kenny Walker. And yet
Cooper Kupp still good.
He just got his first touchdown, but doesn't need to do that when he's got JSN on the field.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like Seahawks.
Well, that's kind of a great role, too. I mean, that's the Juju Smith-Schuster role here, or the Hollywood Brown role here,
yep.
right? You don't need to make those big plays, but, right. you know, people have these you know, perceptions of what people should be doing out on the field. Everybody should have 100 yards a game and two touchdowns. Well, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, the best teams don't have that. Really, I would take a stat sheet like we've seen the last 2 weeks for the Chiefs with 9 guys getting a target against the Jags and 8 guys getting a target against Detroit. I love that. I think that's the best way to go out there and win football games. It's not sexy for a lot of people. I don't really care. I think it's the best way to win a game because as a defense, you're constantly guessing. You just don't know where it's going to go. And you have that advantage on offense. They guess Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown. They guess Hollywood Brown, you hit Rice. I mean, it's pretty wild to be able to do something like that. Go.
Yeah, they don't have guys like, you know, the Ravens. Derrick Henry's on the field. Okay, they're going to run the ball. That's not a thing with the Chiefs. You don't know what they're going to do no matter what the personnel is.
Right. That's a great
awesome.
Point. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Oh, that guy's in, so you know where the mm-hmm. ball is going right now. They've got 9 guys that they can put into the game from a skill position standpoint, maybe even more if you factor in all 3 running backs that can get out there and make plays for you. And so that's what makes them so, you know, dynamic and so scary right now. And when people resort to the penalties and they resort to the non-football stuff to start criticizing the Chiefs, that means they're at their wit's end. They just don't know what else to say because they just look at this Chiefs team. They go, they just find ways all the time. And that's the makeup of a true champion. No matter what the situation is and no matter how bad it looks, they find a way to win. They find a way to pull it out. They find a way to take care of business and get it done. And the rest of the league is now officially sensing that. They got a big whiff of that over the weekend against Detroit. Remember when the cow took a fart up there in Iowa and the whole city smelled for 2
yes,
days?
Brutal.
That's the NFL right now. They're all smelling the Chiefs farts going, oh, God, they're back.
I love it.
I do, too. I think it's great.
I think it's awesome.
It's fantastic. I couldn't be a happier kid today, I'll tell you, man. Smelling all those farts.
Chiefs in this game against the Raiders, last I checked, they were favored by 11.5. They're already line is out in 2 weeks against Washington, according to DraftKings. They are 4.5-point favorites against the Commandos. And then the game after that, I did a little bit of research. I don't know the site that if I trust it or not. It was like Odds Maker or something like that. It had the Buffalo Bills, 2.5-point favorites. They're on a bye this week. I think if the Chiefs do go out and hammer the Raiders and they show everybody what they can be with this receiver group now with Rashee Rice healthy, I think we will see a lot of line changing.
Mm-hmm. That could be
so,
a pick 'em.
So like right now, if you're, you know, a conservative bettor and you can future bet it, you would take the Kansas City Chiefs and the points. You'd be like, okay, 2.5-point advantage in Buffalo. All right. Now again, this game is in Buffalo. So right. Let's not forget that.
And it is the regular season when Buffalo plays their best.
So I don't necessarily think that Buffalo will be underdogs. But I'm not far from saying that Max Wright saying it's a pick 'em, but I could see this game being 1.5 Buffalo favored, which is kind of a pick 'em game. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, at that point, you just take the Chiefs on the money line, which would probably be like 105 plus 105, Buffalo minus 105. So in that case, you would, you know, take the more extreme bet, I guess. You would take the Chiefs on the money line. In fact, if you think the Chiefs are going to win right now, find any sort of site that has it available and just take the Chiefs on the money line. If they are 2.5-point underdogs in this game and you believe in this team,
no, they're going to win in Buffalo this year. I mean, they're going to go up there. Like, it is, as Jay was kind of talking about, that revenge tour, you know? Like, and I don't want to use the term revenge tour or anything like that, but it's like the get 'em tour. We're going to go out there and destroy you now. We have that opportunity and ability to do so. We really haven't had that over the last couple of years, the ability to go out there and just punch somebody in the goiter and leave them for dead. And I think that's exactly what we're going to do, you know, up in Buffalo. And then Buffalo goes, oh, the Chiefs won their regular season Super Bowl. Okay, go back to your homes. Seriously, go back home.
But, yeah, so, like, because the duo that's going to be moving forward with this Kansas City Chiefs team is going to be Rice and Worthy. Like, how are you going to pick which side? And there's going to be other guys that fill their role as well. And we've seen, you know, Mahomes and Kelsey. Well, as Kelsey rides off into the sunset, so we think, there's going to be, you know, the new duo of the team. And since Mahomes is just going to be alpha and he's actually got a receiver room, it's hard to say, well, it's Mahomes and Rice or it's Mahomes and Worthy or it's whatever. It's probably, you know, two receivers or, you know, in Detroit, a lot of people are probably like, love Montgomery and Gibbs. That's my duo. In, you know, Seattle, they're going Charbonnet and Walker. Like, that's my guys. And for the Royals many years, it was, you know, Salvi and Kane,
yeah,
right? It was that duo.
Yeah.
Is there a new favorite duo in Kansas City that you currently have?
It was funny because you ever follow Today in Sports on X, formerly Twitter, right? They had the perfect combinations. Batman and Robin, peanut butter and jelly, Jordan and Pippen. And so I quote tweeted, I said, Travis and Patrick. And they put the googly eyes, you know, like, oh, that's a good one, right? And so, like, if you were going to look at, like, maybe the perfect combination, the best future duos here in Kansas City, it could be either on parking lot. And if you don't think there is a future duo out there, I think that's fair to say as well. But I'm going to go with kind of an off-the-ball one that I want to see. Noel Williams and Trent McDuffie be the next duo in Kansas City.
I like that. Hell yeah. Just lock down
just
corners.
Just lock it down.
Yes.
Enough. We're done here. We're not throwing for any more yards. Yep. We're not giving you any more touchdowns. We're going to dominate on offense. We're going to kick your ass on defense. 35-0. Give me Noel Williams and Trent McDuffie as the new duo here in Kansas City.
Give me wide receiver tantrums every Sunday. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I mean,
yeah, give me Jamar Chase whining. Give me A.J. Brown crying. Love it. Love it. That's a great one. Dustman, I know you've got an answer here.
Yeah, it's no surprise. I'm holding on to this one as long as I'm
as you should
breathing in the air. I want it to be Bobby and Cags. Cags clearly has started to adopt this community from things that we've seen going to Art of Sports and helping them out with autos and cards and stuff like that, going to his first Chiefs game. This past Sunday and, you know, kind of embodying that. I know it was a rough year for the rookie and for the young man. And obviously we look at Nick Kurtz and we're like, well, why can't he be that? That was one of the best rookie baseball seasons we've seen in a long time.
Because the kid wasn't ready to come up and they forced him up and that was terrible on him. I wish he had the whole year in the minor leagues and we were getting ready to start next year with him.
And I hope that, you know, it turns around because it'll be really fun in the future to see Bobby Wood Jr. hit second and Jack Caglione hit third, to where if that power and that, you know, that match happens and Bobby Witt continues to just be Bobby Witt, because I don't know if you saw all the baseball awards, best shortstop, second best player, top five player in the game, all this sort of stuff. Bobby's there. Bobby's arrived. Bobby's own rent. He has a mortgage in MLB, where nice. He stands. And if Cash can be that guy, which brings a lot, he's got the appeal, the size, the power, the riz, all that sort of stuff built up. that could be a fun combo at 2 and 3.
It could be. And like I said, I really wish he didn't play last year. I think that's ruined the buzz for a lot of people. But you say I'm not giving up hope, nor should you give up hope. It was one bad rookie year in baseball.
Guy.
I mean, you can't. If you are looking at Cags' performance last year as a fan and saying, well, he's not any good, you're misreading baseball. Man, this happens. Not everybody comes up and is a star right away. Ask the Hall of Famer. He was not that good when he came back up for the first time, right? And had to learn how to play at the big league level. It is a tough, tough, tough sport to learn. But because they didn't have any production from the outfield, they had to force him up here. I blame the organization for Cags' failures this year more than I blame Cags.
Just give me Cags and Bobby, baby, for the next six. I know that I'm hard.
You beat me to it, damn it.
I know that I'm hard.
Who's on your list, Mac?
I'll take the offensive side to what you're doing. You got the corners. I'll take the receivers. Give me Rice and Worthy, man. Let's have the next Chase Higgins, Smith, Brown, whatever you want to do. I think these guys complement each other so well from a skill set type, and we're starting to see this whole wide receiver room, but those two as well, these guys like each other. They have a really good chemistry. They don't care. All right, you have 100 yards this week. I'll have 100 yards this week.
It's unique. That's, it's different.
It is.
Doesn't happen.
Does not happen, man. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith don't have that. No. A.J. Brown wants to be the guy. Jamar Chase wants to be the guy. He's going to complain if he doesn't get the ball. That's not going to happen here.
No, that's the best way to operate, too. And that's why the Chiefs, again, are so successful. Most of these wide receivers have egos, right? We know that. We see that all over. If you can get a group of wide receivers that's like working for everybody else instead of themselves, mm-hmm. But that's the culture in Kansas City. That's the culture that Andy Reid has created. That's the culture that Patrick Mahomes has enacted. And that's why this team is good. It's not because of the refs. They do the small things. They do the little things. They do the right things all the time. And they're always focused on the prize. Vermeil always used to say the main thing is the main thing, and it was the Super Bowl trophy. And if you keep your eyes focused on that, and that's the main thing that you're looking at all the time, you're going to be a very successful franchise. When you start worrying about your individual numbers, that's when things really dissipate.
E.G.E.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No doubt about it.
I did like the tweet that they put 1 + 4 = 5
Love
yesterday.
That
was really good.
Woo.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Chiefs 35-0. Coming up on the other side.
I don't think they're going to be stopping at 35 this week.
Oh, we're going to get a new score? 42-0?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.